You can't talk until that hits. Just letting you know. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel down at Bar Lines. Come down and see us. Hang out for a little bit. Max Herz will join us at 1 o'clock. Comedian John Crist at 2. But right now, it's the most important guest in the world. You know why? It's the next one. Our good friend Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, joins us. Terry, good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon, and a good song there, Superstition. Nice.
Right, it is good. Terry, our question of the day is, because we're going to be shut in for the next month with all the snow, what's the one thing? If you could only get one thing from the grocery store, what would Terry McCormick get?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably water, I would say, just water. To have you know, plenty of liquid to drink and whatnot.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with water.
You can't go wrong with water. All right, Terry, let's start with the announcement on Tuesday. Get this out of the way. Why do you think the Titans have not made this official yet? We're good, right? I mean, Sala's our guy. We're good. Why haven't they made this official?
Yeah, I think, it'll become official probably today or tomorrow. And then there was something that was going on with Sala regarding his, something personal that he was dealing with the family or some kind of something. And that's why the press conference is going to be probably set for next week.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope everything's okay with him. Yeah, I was just because the Senior Bowl is next week.
I think it's just something that had come up, and I think he was just, taking care of it.
All right, probably a root canal surgery. Hey, the Senior Bowl is next week, right?
It is. It is. And because I'm expecting the Sala press conference to come next week, I have actually canceled my trip to the Senior Bowl.
Oh, look at you, Terry. Two steps ahead of everybody else. Well done. Is it important that before the Senior Bowl, we know who the offensive coordinator is?
I think it's probably a benefit, yeah. Because when you go and you start evaluating prospects and you're evaluating receivers and you're evaluating linemen and running backs and what have you, then obviously you want to know what type of system you're going to run and who's going to be running it and what type of players fit what they do. So, yeah.
Terry McCormick's online with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Terry, when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, you're talking about the Senior Bowl, wide receivers, and just offensive weapons. How do you see the Titans and Robert Saleh, I guess, engaging with this offensive coordinator vacant position right now? Because it seems as if the Titans, I'm not saying are married to the possibility of Brian Daboll to come to the Titans, but if that doesn't work out, like, where do you see them going from there?
Well, there's some other names that have been thrown around. If Daboll winds up in Buffalo or somehow doesn't take the Titans' job, and some of those are pretty familiar. It's Cliff Kingsbury. It's Arthur Smith. It's Bobby Slowick, who was the former Texans offensive coordinator and was the absolute golden child of the league during C.J. Stroud's rookie year. But then when Stroud regressed in year two, he got fired, and he was kind of the scapegoat. And, maybe he's back in the cycle because I think Stroud regressed even further this year. So it's interesting, how coaching, reputations and cycles – keep turning around and on the upswing and on the downswing, just depending on the circumstances and what comes about.
Who would you like to see here that would fit the mold of Cam Ward going forward?
That's a good question. I think, Daboll, obviously, having, worked with Josh Allen, didn't work out so well with Daniel Jones. I don't know that he's exactly a perfect fit for the Titans. Given the style of player that Josh Allen and Daniel Jones are in terms of running more and Cam Ward really being more of a pocket passer, I think he could make it work. I'm certain that he could. But, if that option's not out there, I could see somebody like Arthur Smith or Bobby Slowick being the right guy for Cam Ward. If Bobby Slowick could do for Cam Ward what he did for C.J. Stroud in year one, I think Titans fans would be very happy with that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if there's some information out there or not, but when it comes to Matt Nagy, is there some form of an equation where he could still end up as a coordinator somewhere, potentially with Tennessee?
I don't know. I guess you could always have a Vrabel, Matt LaFleur type of arrangement if it doesn't work out with the other guys, but it sure feels like that ship has sailed with the Titans bypassing him when he seemed to be the prohibited favorite to win the head coaching job. So, it's one of those deals where it would be a little bit awkward probably for Matt Nagy and Robert Saleh to be in the building together after having both been finalists for this job.
Terry McCormick is with us. So, yes, we saw a report today, Bones Fossil will be retained. Is that accurate?
As far as I know, I mean, that's a no-brainer. You don't let Bones Fossil walk outside the building and take a job somewhere else. I don't care who you hire as head coach. You keep that guy around because he knows what he's doing with special teams. And that's a unit, Joe, you know it. We've seen this team for many years. Special teams, beginning with Allen, when Allen Lowry left up until last year, special teams on this Titans team was horrendous, except for kickers and punters. The coverage units were bad. The return units were bad. And it looks like Bones Fossil has finally fixed that. You don't let him get away.
I love it. Your thoughts on Robert Saleh saying, or at least out there, that he wants to be the defensive coordinator. I got no problem with that. What do you say?
I'm fine with that as long as it doesn't interfere with his overall running of the team. I thought with Brian Callahan that his play calling duties got in the way of him being the CEO of what was going on the field. So, as you know, Saleh has been a head coach before. He didn't call the plays the first time around, but if he feels like that's an advantage for him to do that, I got no problem with it as long as it doesn't interfere with him running the show.
We were talking today, Terry, about, you know, every time a coach gets his first official head coaching job, he always hires his buddies. That seems like what Saleh did with the Jets, but I think the second time around, coaches like, all right, I'm going to hire the best. And I hope Saleh does that this time and hires the best. Is there, I'm not going to say there's a coach on the Titans staff now, you hope he retains, but people were complaining, Terry, about, well, he just keep this guy and that guy. Look, if I'm the head coach, it's my team, I'm bringing in who I want, right? And so Robert Saleh should have that power, right, to bring in whoever he wants?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I mean, and you think about it, Joe, whoever he hires as the offensive coordinator is tasked with developing Cam Ward and turning him into a franchise quarterback. If that guy fails, Robert Saleh fails, and everybody's getting washed away again, and in 2 years we'll be going, oh, well, who's the next coach? Who's the next GM? Who's the next quarterback? All that sort of stuff. So, yeah, he has to have the power to bring in who he sees fit to give himself and this team the best chance to succeed.
Terry, I swear, if he hires an offensive coordinator, and the offensive coordinator, his residence is that hotel over by the practice facility like Norm Chow, it ain't going to work, man, right?
No, I think you got to dig in. You got to plant some roots here, right?
You got to. I just Norm Chow in that hotel room for, was it 2 years?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, you know, in fairness to Norm, hey, he probably loved the life in L.A. at the time. I can't blame him for that. So he just, you know, kept his residence out there and, you know, dealt with what he did here. So, and in retrospect, probably a pretty good move because he only lasted for 2 years.
Right. It was.
Terry McCormick's on the line with us. Terry, when it comes to the NFL draft, you spoke a little bit on the Senior Bowl. It seems like with Robert Saleh now as the front runner and the helm of this team, where do you see him going for the draft? You think it's a hands-down pick of Reuben Bain at number four?
I think it's going to be more leaning toward a defensive player with, you know, Saleh at the helm. I think if you're a defensive-minded coach that, you know, you want impact players on that side of the ball so that you can quickly turn that around, because even though people don't talk about it a lot, a good defense and a running game can be a young quarterback's best friend. And the Titans haven't had a whole lot of that the last 2 to 3 years. And I think that's part of the reason why you've seen the quarterbacks that they have drafted really struggle. I thought it was part of the reason that Levis struggled in 24. I thought it was part of the reason Cam Ward struggled last year, because Cam Ward, I think, was fourth in the NFL in passes attempted. You do not want to do that with a rookie quarterback. You do not want a rookie quarterback dropping back to pass 500 times in a season. You know, I don't care which rookie quarterback. I don't care if it's Peyton Manning as a rookie. You wouldn't have wanted him dropping back 500 times. You want to be able to give him situations where he can have balance and where he can succeed with both the threat of the run and the pass.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, Terry, when I look at this Robert Saleh marriage with the Titans, I just I look back at the San Francisco defense of 2019. It just seems like in every Robert Saleh system, you got to have your young edge rusher. And that's why I kind of lean towards more of a Reuben Bain, just because the fact of in 2019 when you have Nick Bosa, that opened up so much opportunities to just make his fronts wider, it just give more different looks for that opposing offensive line. And I just think right now you look at a team in Atlanta that has Jeff Ulbrich, who worked under Saleh in New York. He has his young edge rusher in James Pierce from Tennessee, and they set a franchise record in sacks this year at 57. So I just think that's something to keep an eye on when it comes to this upcoming draft.
Yeah, I think it definitely is something to keep in the back of your mind, whether it's Reuben Bain or David Bailey or the guy from Ohio State, Reese. One of those guys probably, is all three of those guys have the chance to be impact defensive players. And the other thing, too, to kind of keep in mind here, and, there's more multiple fronts, that teams use nowadays because offenses are always in 11 personnel and whatnot. But Saleh is basically a 4-3 guy at heart. Titans haven't run a 4-3 since 2013. So there are going to be some people changing around a little bit and moving around a little bit, having a little different roles, even if they do hold over in that front seven.
Terry, it's on our text line. And I guess, I'm not the only one. People are like, yeah, what's the whole – why has it not been officially announced? And some are worried, maybe he's using this for leverage for another team. I don't think that's the case, but there is some concern with Titans fans. All right, I guess it's because we're all cynical because it is the Titans that we expect the worst.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I don't think there's anything to worry about. But, we are talking about a team that in the last 2 weeks has been left at the altar by John Harbaugh, by Kevin Stefanski, and by Jeff Hafley. All took jobs before they could come here and do their, finalist interviews or meet with the Titans. So, yeah, I understand the concern, but I don't think there's any reason to really be concerned that Robert Saleh's not taking the job.
All right, good. So there you go, Titans fan. Terry McCormick knows, and he tells you that. Terry, where can we find all of your things?
All right, Terry MC on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. All the Main Street media publications at TitanInsider.com. And then check out the Tennessee Pro Football podcast that we did on Monday or on Tuesday after the Robert Saleh hiring.
Terry, just real quick before we let you go, I know you're a guy that likes to have a lot of fun. Tomorrow we'll get a little bit more into this. We won't get you tomorrow, but where are you going sledding tomorrow, Terry?
Where am I going sledding tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm way too old to be sledding. I don't need a broken arm.
Oh, you're not that old, Terry.
I'm 63.
Nah. Well, all right. Well, Thad, give us a favorite. Our question tomorrow is, where's the best place to go sledding? Where's your favorite place?
Oh, well, we used to go up in Westmoreland here. We have lots of hills. So we used to go, there was a big old hill that's right in front of the high school, and you used to go there.
Is there a chance of us running into a car if we're sledding down? Because I like the danger aspect of sledding.
Probably not. If there's a lot of ice and snow out, there won't be a lot of traffic on that road because it kind of takes you off toward another part of the town. But it's just kind of a cut-through road that comes to the high school, but it's on a nice little hill.
Oh, I love it. All right, Westmoreland High School. Got it. Terry, thanks as always, man. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that's Terry McCormick with Very Lettuce. So just relax, Titans fans, and probably that's a little bit for me too.
Yeah.
Just relax. Everything will be taken care of, and then I guess we'll wait. The main thing now is who's going to call the plays. And I get it. I mean, you got your quarterback. Who's going to call plays? Thank God it's not the head coach.
That's the tricky thing about this whole situation, Joe, is because you don't have an offensive coordinator, for me that is, this would be my concern, is how do you progress when you try to prepare for a draft or you just try to prepare for the upcoming season? Again, I'm hoping the Titans are not waiting long enough and holding out for a Brian Daboll because he just interviewed with the Bills today. If they can kind of move on past that and find another supplement in that piece, then they should be okay. But that's my biggest worry right now.
Well, I think Saleh probably got five guys in his pocket. I'm going to get do this job. And I don't know, just wait and see what it is, and we'll react accordingly. All right, thank you, Terry. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Max Hurds will join us. Nashville Predators back on the ice tonight, taking on the Ottawa Senators. Big night, huge night for one certain Nashville Predator, which, when you think about it, is just kind of mind-boggling a little bit. Max will talk about that. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show live at the Omni Nashville Hotel in downtown Nashville, right here on 102.5 The Game.